Just fucking unhinged, isn't it?
Just getting feral.
But it is good for a laugh, at least.
Me trying to do a winged liner and just ending up in tears.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Living Loose podcast.
With Liv and Lucy. Welcome.
Welcome. I was like, is she going to say that?
Was it like a long pause? Because I didn't nearly forget to say it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I was like, are we glitching here? Is the connection gone? Or is she like just going to leave me hanging with this one?
Like in your own time, sis.
Yeah. What's important is you got
exactly.
there.
Exactly. We got there in the end.
What's important is we got there in the end. Up. Here we are, like, yes, more regular episodes and whoops.
Babe, life be a life in though. Do you know what I mean? There's so much going on.
Exactly. I'd rather give like episodes like here, there and everywhere that are like actually got some content rather than just trying to squeeze something out to have something out every week, you
yeah
know what I mean?
I also think as well what I've realized with doing this podcast is that I think because of like the nature of it and like our content and stuff, you have to like feel in the right place to do it. Like there's some days mm-hmm. we've been like meant to record or whatever and I'm just like, I just can't fucking do it today. Like I can't be mm-hmm. like upbeat and like yay life. And I think that's just like, that's normal, and I think something that we just need to like come to terms with. We have lives. This isn't our mm-hmm. full-time job. This isn't like paying our bills.
We don't even get paid. Yeah. It's a hobby.
It's a hobby. It's so a we're hobby. Just out here trying our best, and you know, it's fun. Let's not take like the fun away from it by mm-hmm. being like so rigid.
No, it's fun, and we're just, it's like journals basically.
Oh, I like that.
And it's like, it's really hard. Like I'm sure there's people that journal every day, whether or not they have anything to say or whether or not they have feelings or not. But like, I only really journal when something quite monumental is happening in my life, or if I'm really like, if I'm really anxious or if I'm really in love, like it that's when I journal.
Like something you need to process or work through or something like that.
Yeah. And that's kind of what this podcast is. Like, I love it and it's so much fun and it's so cathartic. But like, sometimes I just don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But yeah. we do this week because
we do, hence why we're recording.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've got a lot to talk about and I think we just do. Dive balls deep, straight in, Liv's roster updates, because fuck me, this queen. You've been at it.
Goodness me. Okay, so I went back and listened to the last episode because I was like, where did I leave off? I needed to like know where to start just to catch everybody up.
Wait, but to think that it's only been a couple of weeks and there's so much shit that's happened.
I know. I've given myself like emotional whiplash. So the last time we spoke, I had just been on a date with, we're going to call him Nice Scottish Guy, because mm-hmm. it's yet another Scot that I've been dating, but he's actually nice since the last
yeah.
one. oops. Yeah, that might matter. So we've got Nice Scottish Guy. I had plans with School Bus Crush and wasn't sure if I was going to be friend zoned or not. And I'd also heard from The Athlete.
Yes.
Oh, and we were also crushing on Neighbourhood Crush as well.
Yeah, because we're always crushing on him. He's majestic.
We're always crushing on him. There's updates. So there's updates all round.
Yes!
So we're going to start with School Bus Crush. Mm-hmm. It was indeed a friend date. I was friend zoned yet again.
But I was fucking shook by
that's
this.
That's okay.
Like, he has your number. He can message you to hang out. He doesn't need to send you a rose on Hinge. Like, obviously you're going to think he's like, wants to like date or something. Like, if you just wanted to have a friendly dinner, just drop me a text, mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, like, look, we've been friends for so long. Like, I think it's just one of those things where you see, like, a close friend on Hinge, like, you don't ignore them. You, like, acknowledge, like, oh, hey, just found you on Hinge.
Yeah, fair. I mean, sometimes I see, like, a friend in the street and I'll pretend I haven't seen them, though, just because I don't want to speak to them. So I'm not sure I'm that kind of Hinge user.
Yep. yep. I think it was one of those. So, but I was like, hey, if you want to have babies sometime, we could have like very blonde, very cute kids. And he was like, yeah, give it a go with someone else though. I was like, okay.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. But yeah, no. And then I left my swimmer, like my cozies, my bathers. It depends, whatever you want to say, swimsuit. Everybody's got like different names for it. I left those at his house, so he's been trying to give them back to me for like 3 weeks, and I've just been like ignoring him because I don't know. I feel like being a pain in his ass.
Fair. I mean, you have a lot of swimwear to be fair, so you're probably fine.
Yeah. Well, it's my only one piece.
Oh, is it that really cute one with the little flowers on it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I love that one.
So it's okay. Yeah, I know. So I will get it back. I think it's because he's like trying to chase me down to give it back, and I'm like, it's kind of nice to like make you chase me. So
yeah, but also, can we address like your swimsuit is at his house because you went in the hot tub, right?
Yes, we had a little spa night. We had dinner. We had a spa.
See, like to me, that's fucking romance. Just... like I don't understand.
No. Just mates, just pals.
Just a couple of buds.
Just a couple of buds. And I'm like, okay, like, whatever, bro. It's fine. So there was that. The athlete I didn't end up seeing, but we've been in touch, like, a little bit here and there. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's just one that's never going to be off the books fully.
Yeah, like he's going to be kind of in the background a little bit.
Yeah, so we'll keep an eye on him. I feel like there's like at least two more really good shags in that one. Athlete, I think, is just always going to be on the books.
Yeah.
At least for a while. So, yeah, there's more life in that.
I was talking to your mum about like... athlete when she was here. Well, because she knows.
What did she say?
Because she's a big fan of that, like. Of that for you, like that kind of person, because he's like,
oh, is she?
You didn't know this? I thought that was obvious. No, I thought she was always quite on board with this. But we were chatting, and because I was saying, like, I think he is like a really nice guy and genuine, and you guys get on so well because he's got that kind of like British humor, but also is like a pretty mellow dude. But like, By the sounds of it, I haven't met him, but just from what you say. And we were both kind of saying that we think it might be something that kind of there's like a resurgence of at some point, or he might come back at another point, but he's just not been in the right place when he's met you. And it's all been like quite fresh for him to be like jumping into a serious relationship or whatever. He's got like baggage to deal with. And we both think that he might just be like part of the story, like further along or something.
Yeah, I get that. That's really interesting. My mum's so fucking psychic and like use her ability. Do you reckon? Did you notice that while she was there?
Mm-hmm. Also, sometimes I feel like she looks at me and she just like knows what I'm gonna say or something.
She probably does, though, because she's so just, like, intuitive. But, like, I don't know. Like, that woman, she needs to, like, hone her skills because she has an ability, but she just doesn't do anything to actually.
Yeah.
She just comes out with these wild things.
Yeah, she has very strong intuition. And, like, I don't know, when it's, I think because sometimes when it comes to, like, boys and stuff, I'm like, oh, that's just like romantic optimism because she's like a romantic woman. And then I'm like, actually, some of the shit she comes out with, I'm like, fuck, you were like bang on about that. Like, bang on.
Yeah.
But yeah, scary.
Yep. She just, the problem with me is that she doesn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So like Jackson, for example, like she thought Jack was such a nice guy and so close to the person that I should be with, and like a lot, like still to this day, like she loves his mum and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like she knew straight away that like he wasn't the guy for me.
Yeah.
And like not for any particular reason, was just, she just like was like, oh, he's really cute and really nice and I hope so. But like her gut feeling was just like, no.
Yeah.
But like she didn't tell me until he cheated on me.
Damn.
And but I was like, Mum, what do I do?
But stuff like that though, like she doesn't want to kind of like get in the way of like what exactly was supposed to be your journey, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot you learn from that relationship that will carry you into healthier ones going forward and stuff.
I wouldn't listen anyway, because that's like not what you want to hear. So it's like she, like, it's just like, it's one of those things where it's like in hindsight, like I wish she told me, because my mum's opinion really, really matters to me.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I just, yeah, if she had said something, I wouldn't have listened. And it would have just been probably fight or something. But I'm just like, oh, I just wish my mum could tell me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so back to roster updates. So athlete and then
Scottish guy.
So the big updates is nice Scottish guy. So we went on a few more dates and he's so lovely. Like he wanted to take me away for my birthday and things like that. But it just felt like a little bit too much too soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been having like bad anxiety about it.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I don't know, like he's so nice and I just like, it's everything I wanted, but it's just not it. Like I don't get like the butterflies and stuff, and like all like the, I feel like all the good feelings that you should be feeling when like you're dating somebody, it's just like anxiety.
Yeah. I think that's like kind of when you know something's a bit off. Also, he was quite like full on, and I thought it was adorable because he was obviously like so taken by you, which is really sweet. But like in hindsight, I think a lot of those things are potentially red flags.
Well, I don't know how much it is like red flags and stuff. I think, and like what are blatant red flags? Like if I was to say like some of the things that like for example, he didn't want me to refer to Jackson as my ex-husband.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's kind of like my life experience. Like I know he's not legally my ex-husband, but like I did have to go through almost a year of calling him my husband. Like,
yeah, that's how you ingrained. Know him. Yeah.
It's how I differentiate him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just a bit like, I've just met you and you're telling me how to speak about somebody who's been in my life for a very long time at this point. Like, what?
Yeah.
And it's like things like that that like sound like red flags, but he has like such, he's so lovely and he's so like earnest in everything that it's like, it doesn't seem so red flaggy at the time, if that makes sense. It's more like it happens and you're a bit like, ooh. And then you think about it after you tell your girlfriends about it and it's like, ooh, like that's not good.
Yeah. I think as like when you first met him, or it was kind of like, I'm sure it was like your second date or something, he like deleted his Hinge in front of you, right?
Yes.
So
Hinge
like,
and Tinder deleted in front of me and I was like, I want to date other people.
Yeah. Like, see, because I would see that and I'd be like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, he's so into me and stuff like that. But then it's also, there's a little bit of like, oh, but what about like, if I'm ready for that, you know? Like, we didn't, it wasn't like a mutual conversation kind of thing.
No. And like, the thing is that like, I felt so bad that like, I couldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just like this like huge guilt of like, I'm not there. And like, I'm very rarely in a situation with somebody where like, like dating profiles being deleted and I'm not on the page.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably like the other way around.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I found the love of my life. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody else. And now it's like the other way around. And I'm like, oh, this sucks. I feel terrible. How do dickhead boys do this?
Oh, I know. Well, it's easy. They don't have a soul. But
So we were meant to go away this week. So where that is at the moment is basically last Sunday I was really drunk and he came over and there was just like a huge spiral of conversations that like even though I was drunk and can't remember everything perfectly, it's like I felt really uncomfortable about it all. And mm-hmm. we meant to go away this weekend and I ended up asking him to cancel it because I was just having anxiety about it and I was like, nope, too much too soon. And he was really, really, really good. He was so respectful. He asked me to hang out just to like hang out on like Friday or Saturday and I haven't responded because I'm a tit.
No, I think, well, that's okay. Like, give it a few days. Like, you want to process how you feel. And like, we were talking about this earlier and like I said, you, after that kind of conversation and you saying you don't want to go away for the weekend, he knows that you need some element of space. So I think mm-hmm. like he won't be surprised at it taking a few days to hear back from you. And whether that's you like sending a nice little rejection message or like maybe you want to see him again, I don't know. I feel like you're done. Are you done?
I don't know. Like I'd hang out with him again.
Yeah.
But like I don't know. I'm just like, I'm so not ready for a boyfriend. Like mm-hmm. this is confirmed it. And like, I was just getting back on the dating scene. Like he was literally like my first date out of my little depression hole. And it's just like, I was not looking for like to get fucking wifed up straight out of the gate.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to be re-socialized first. Yeah. And then it's just like, like when I say too much too soon, I very, very much mean way too much too soon.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just like, I honestly don't think I should be like really hanging out with anybody who is looking for something serious, and he is, and he's great and he deserves it. And I'm just going to hold him up from that.
Yeah. Fair. That's, what were you saying earlier when you said like, it's giving Mr. Wants a Wife.
It is though. It's giving Mr. Wants a Wife.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got own little Mr. Wants a Wife.
I know. Why don't you just do what I did and hold him up for like 6 months?
No.
No, I'm such a prick.
No.
I know. I do think, though, that if you wanted to see him again, like, you could hang out with him and just have that, like, really honest conversation with him and see how he responds to it. Because, I don't know, like, I think if you're not completely icked and there's a lot that you do like about him, it could just be that you're not in the right place. And that could change like over time, and maybe you would want to hang out with him again. I'm looking at your face though and it's saying no.
No, I don't know. I think because I'm just like so not in the place right now, it's just not fair to be like, oh, like maybe in the future, because I just think that's such a cop-out. Like I think that's such a nasty thing to do to somebody, is like, not right now but maybe in the future, and then like they hold out hope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been strung along like that, and I don't want to string anybody along like that.
Wait, this has reminded me of something that I haven't even told you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wait, are we done with your roster updates first, though? That was it, right?
We just had little updates on, like, I'm actually progressing with the neighborhood crush into conversations.
Yes. Okay, no, let's do that, and then we'll go back to mine. But I totally forgot. I haven't even got it written down. Okay, I'm writing it down now.
Okay, so basically, for my birthday, for my 31st birthday a few weeks ago, my girlfriends from everywhere came up and, well, not you and B, but that's okay. You guys would have had a long way to come, but all the girls from Sydney came up, all the girls from Central Coast were around. So we had like a big, like sort of like PJ pizza party at my place.
It was so much fun. So fun. And I'm so jealous.
I know.
I was literally so, watching like, everyone's fantastic. Stories, like sitting there like.
Oh my God. No, you and B were so missed. It was you, B and Jen that were like the only ones that couldn't come. Yeah. But yes, so Alyssa and my other friend Maddie, so the mothers of the group, were like, let's go out. And so we all ended up going to like a little CD club in our PJs, getting absolutely just bombed. And upon leaving, I ran into the neighborhood crush.
In your pajamas.
He was in my pajamas. All my friends. Carolina was in a unicorn onesie. Like, it was just fucking ridiculous.
So good.
And I know. And it was just like, oh, he was like, hey. And I was like, hey, what are you doing? Like, what the fuck's this? And it was just like such a good icebreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I saw him a few, like, was it like 2 weeks ago? Nearly 2 weeks ago. And yeah, we just ended up like sort of like being in the same place at the same time. And I was like, oh, if you ever want to go have a coffee, just let me know. And he was like, oh my God, yeah. And like it was like mind blowing information that I was like, oh, if you want to grab a coffee. And he was like, oh my God, yeah, yeah, of course, totally. And I was like, okay, bye.
I was so proud of you. I was like, so, you did talking? What do you mean?
I did talking. And then I got even braver and I did asking out, and yeah, we'll get to like more exciting things, but we're progressing. I'm growing up.
But I feel like you just need to slide in those DMs and like lock down a date and time. Like, let's get that coffee, let's get it good, you know what I mean?
Yep. I'm waiting for him to see my new red hair.
Oh yeah, obsessed. Yep. With the hair. And like, it looks like
the red hair.
Huh?
The red hair has had like a big impression on the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the amount of dudes inboxing me being like, this is your best hair color yet. Like,
love that. Like, it is though. Like, it looks even so good.
I know. An ex messaged me saying like something like, you now look as wild as you are in bed. And I was like,
oh, I was about to ask which ex, but you sent me this, I know. It's like, see, it's like, it's your colour. It was meant to be.
I know. I think so. I've like said to Jen yesterday, I was like, I feel like this is the hair colour I've always been like meant to have.
Yeah, it suits you so much. Yeah. It looks good with your eyebrows as well.
Apparently not. Thank you. Okay, so that's it. That's me for roster updates. So we'll keep everybody posted. If I talk to the neighborhood crush again, be prepared for a full play-by-play.
Oh, yeah, second by second. I'm fucking...
Luce, what were you going to say before?
Oh, my God. Okay, so...
What happened? Oh, no.
Not bad, just like, what the fuck. So do you remember our episode, The Heartbreak Club? So you know my heartbreaker, you know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I think we just called them the heartbreakers, right?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. What did he say to you? Can't you just wait till I'm 30?
Yeah, exactly. I'll be ready when I'm 30. I was like, oh, classic. And then, so this was like last July, and I was like, finally, after like a 4-year situationship, I was just like, I'm fucking done, like, I need to not be in love with you anymore and I need to move on with my life. And October was when I went to Australia, so it was like good timing or whatever. Anyway, have not spoken to him since, like, at all. Oh, we did a Happy New Year. I did a Happy New Year and he replied. Why do I do that? Such a weird... Oh, anyway. So yeah, and then last week he DM'd me and was like, yeah, he was like, I was just wondering if you were free for like a call later tonight. I'm writing a play and I just want to like talk to you about some things. And I was like, okay. So I was like, yeah, like I'll be around later, like just give me a call, whatever. And then I was like, okay, because obviously I'm a psychopath, how would I feel if the Italian did this and I didn't know about it? Yeah, it would be crazy. So the Italian stallion, if that's what we're calling him now, I think, came home.
I just want to do a name drop. Just do a name drop.
No, I can't. So yeah, he came home from his break and I was like, look, I need to tell you something. Do you know what we actually do now? We do the we need to talk. Do you remember that episode? So whenever we need to tell each other something, now we're like, we need to talk, and we're both like, fuck, what is it? And I was like, because I've like spoken about this ex before, because it's like a big part of my like history of love, I guess, I don't know. So I was like, oh, he messaged me and he wants to like have a call tonight. It's about like some plays working on. And he was like, okay. And I was like, is that all right? And he was like, well, what if I said no? And I was like, well, I wouldn't call him, obviously. I would like respect that's how you feel or whatever. And he was like, no, he was like, oh, it's fine, like I trust you and like do what you need to do or whatever. But thank you for telling me. And I was like, okay, fine. So So we had this phone call later on that night, while the Italian was still at work. And it was like, so he like comes on the phone and like instantly, because I haven't seen this man's face in like a year, I was like, and the last time I did, I was like so in love with him. I was like, I don't know if I want to see his face again. Like I was half hoping it was going to be like a voice call or something, but no, video call, obviously. And his like face comes up and then like initially I'm just like, oh damn. But then like so quickly I'm just like, oh, like I felt better. Like I was like, oh, it's so like not a bit of me anymore.
It's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
I love that. Healthy moving on.
Yeah, literally. Like I thought that I would have like all these feelings come back and stuff, and I was like, I genuinely felt like happy to hear from him as a person. Like it's nice to check in, like we caught up a little bit, like he's doing well, so that was nice. But I like looked at him and I was like, yeah, you're not my person. Like I can see that so clearly now. 'Cause
you met the Italian.
Yeah.
And you're so in love. And it's like,
I know.
You're so in love.
So in love.
You rang me last night and you're like, I'm so in love. It hurts, Liz.
It hurts. Like, literally, I'm just like, stop, take this away.
No, you've got like what most girls dream of right now.
And well, to be fair, it's like everything I've like wanted and been looking for. So like, I'm just trying to like enjoy it and not go crazy and all that sort of stuff. But I think it was a good, like seeing, oh God, I nearly said his name, seeing Heartbreaker's face, like made me kind of realize how like, I don't know, how far away I feel from that now.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was interesting because he was writing a play about a couple who were interviewing a third, like to join their relationship.
Oh.
So he was like, so I just wanted to like talk to you about like your experiences with like threesomes and stuff, and like for you to give me a bit of like insight into like how that process works and stuff. So I was just like, well, you came to the right place, obviously. But we were catching up and he was like, where are you? Because it was like dark where I was, but still daylight in London. And I was like, oh, I like fell in love with the chef in Italy and I've moved here. And he was just like, that is the most fucking Lucy thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And I was like, facts. And then I was like, how are you? Like, how's life or whatever? And he was just like, oh yeah, good. Like, things with my girlfriend are really good. Like, we live together now. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I thought I would be more stung. You know what I mean?
No, don't care.
Yeah. I think, like, I don't not care because there still is, like, I think a part of me that is just, like, it felt like bullshit every time he said something to me about like not being ready and stuff like that. And it was like confirmation that that was bullshit. But it was also kind of like a sign to myself that was like, look, it wasn't meant to be, and look why it wasn't meant to be. Like, look how it's worked out for both of you in the best way. Like, so it was actually really good. And then obviously the Italian got home from work and he was like, I want a second by second what he say, what you say, what he say.
I fucking love the Italian. I fucking love the Italian.
He's so cute.
Okay. Should we get into the theme of today?
Yes. So, the first one, we have a couple of options, but I think we'll go with the first one and see how we go. So some of our listeners wanted to know our thoughts on backsliding and going back to exes. And Woo. Who better to discuss this than the queen of backsliding herself? Olivia Fraser, everybody. Olivia Fraser. Take the stage.
Thank you. That's me. Queen of backsliding. So for those of you who don't know what the term backsliding means, wait, did you just say it?
Yeah, like going back to exes.
Going back to an ex. Yeah. That's what I was like, did you just say it, or do I have to like decipher?
Thank you for paying attention, Liv. Thank you.
I was just so chuffed to be called the queen of something.
You're like, I just heard queen.
I know, I heard queen and dissociated for a second there. Okay, so a little story time for everybody. The gingerbread man. So he's an ex that I've spoken of before. So the gingerbread man and I started dating when I was 22. Just turned 22, and we broke up just before I turned 26, and then I proceeded to sleep with him every time I broke up with somebody, like within a couple of days of breaking up with somebody, or like I'd go and like sometimes it would last a few days, sometimes it would last a few months, like I don't know, it was just always my little like rebound thing.
Yeah, and your little like comfort blanket.
And it was never about like getting back together, because I knew that was so done, and like my friends and family would be so furious with me if I ever got back together with him again. And like it just, and when the relationship ended when I was 20, like nearly 26, it was like I ended the relationship because I was so like sick and tired of the relationship, and I like never wanted to go back to that. So I kind of like used him as a palate cleanser, and then every time I'd want to stop sleeping with him, I'd have to like break up with him all over again, because like bless him, but like he always wanted to get back together, and it was so wrong of me to do it, but like for some reason I just like couldn't fucking help myself. And like we're talking about like as recently as like September last year.
Crazy, like it's a long time.
I know, it's a long time. But anyway, so I needed to do something. Lucy, you were present for this.
I actually forgot about this until you mentioned it earlier, and I was like, fuck, I totally forgot that. I was almost like, I forgot we did that, because I felt so part of it.
You were so complicit in it though, because, okay, so, so the gingerbread man has, like, he's like one of the boys, like he's got a lot of mates and stuff, and one of them I've always thought was really hot, like literally just like one out of like many, many, many friends. There's just one that's always been like a really, really good guy that's also attractive, and like, but like never thought of it because it's my ex's friend. So like one day randomly he messaged me like, hey, want to have sex? And I was like, no, like,
oh my God, me? What are you talking about?
Oh. I know. I was like, are you okay? And he was like, because he used to live with my ex as well. And he was like, yeah, I just like when you guys broke up, but like you'd still come over and like just have sex and then leave. I just thought that was so hot. So like if you ever change your mind, like hit me up. And I was like, oh my God, like so flattered, but also like, what?
Yeah. And also, where the fuck did this come from? Like, how long have you been thinking about
I know.
This?
I was just like, what the fuck? Yeah. And I was like, I would never do that to the gingerbread man. And he was like, Liv, if you don't think he would do that to you or hasn't already, you are so mistaken. And I was like, oh, yeah, I can't argue with that.
Yeah, like fair, probably.
Yeah, I'm like, well, can't argue with that. And it took me a few weeks. And then I think it was, were we tipsy or something? It was obviously. You and I
yeah.
up. Or like, had we had a little edible or something?
I think, no, we were in Terrigal. And I think we'd gone just day drinking or something. Like, haven't we been for yeah. like a few wines or something? And we were a bit like afternoon tipsy.
Yeah, there was something. I don't yeah. know. I wasn't in my right mind, but I ended up just hitting him up and be like, do you want to come over?
Yeah.
And he did. And then I banged him. And then that was kind of it. Like, I've never really heard from him again. But like, I know I can never call the gingerbread man again.
Yeah.
Because I banged his mate.
You like nailed it in the coffin for yourself. Yeah, it was like, so that you couldn't backslide anymore.
Exactly. I had to. I really had to for my own sanity. It's like a self-preservation thing.
Yeah. No, I totally get that though.
It's like, oh my God. And like, I don't really owe anybody anything. So I know I'm free to do what I want. I know it's kind of a shitty thing to do. But, like,
nah.
I don't know. I wanted to do it, and, like, I don't owe anybody anything. So
no, exactly. And not? It's, like, it's not,
it's
like...
It's a grey area.
It's a grey area. And, look, like, people do shitty things all the time. There's a lot worse you could have done. And he did bad things yeah. to you as well. So, like, whatever. Suck it up.
Yeah. Well, it's, like, we've been, like, the gingerbread man and I have been broken up for 5-6 years.
Yeah. It's enough.
5 years? 5 years, and it's like,
yeah.
Just because, like, I booty call you every, like, like, every once in a while.
Whenever you feel as though you need a little seeing to.
Oh, God. But, like, so what happened? So I stopped seeing him last time because I found out he'd been telling people that I was seeing him, like, when I was on maths.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I wasn't seeing you when I was on maths. I didn't talk to you for like 2 years.
Yeah.
I didn't talk to him a year before I did maths, and then I didn't talk to him until after, like, a few weeks after Jackson and I had broken up. So that's yeah. 2 years.
Oh,
and he was like, no, we're so seeing each other. I was like, are you nuts? Like, no.
I think he just
messages, mate.
He got to the point where I think he just thought like he had you, and like you'd both go do whatever you wanted, but ultimately you would always come back to him. So I feel like that was probably the first time that you'd done something where he was like, oh shit, she might not come back, like, you know. But I mean,
yeah,
why do you think that we go back to our exes? Like, what is it about? I think
for me, I do it because it's familiar and yeah. like I know what to expect. And it's like I'm pretty sure most listeners will remember this. I had a moment after Jackson and I broke up that I really wanted to get back together. It was after his boxing fight. So we were really miserable together. We split up. There was a bad, like, it wasn't a bad breakup between us, but it was hard. And then I went down to Melbourne to support him in his boxing fight, and it was like so traumatic seeing someone that you love in a boxing ring in that capacity.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, like, my boy, like, I can't do this. And like being around his friends and family again, I was like, I just want to be back together. And like, we had a night, like, we like hung out a little bit on the Central Coast together, like when we both came back up here, and like we had sex and stuff like that. And as soon as it happened, I was like, yeah, no, like, this isn't, like, it was just like a nice, like, little night of closure. But it was like, I think I just wanted to go back because it was familiar and a lot easier than the unknown. And Yeah, just like there was still like a lot of leftover love that just needed to like come out in some way.
Yeah. I feel like it's the security thing, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
I mean, with that like situationship of 4 years was like I would always go back and forth, even though I didn't necessarily feel good after I did it. I felt good in the moment because it was like a safe space. This was like somebody I trusted, and like for me at the time that was hard to find. Like I didn't really have a lot of trust for men, and like a lot of, I think, like sexual enjoyment and satisfaction and stuff like that comes from like a base level of being able to trust someone and be open in that way with them. I feel like when it's new people or people you don't know as well, then for me there's always like a little bit of a guard up, which then affects how I am like sexually and stuff as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
oh my god, I cannot have an orgasm with somebody unless I'm like really emotionally into them.
Yeah, yeah, same, because it's like a distraction. Like I feel like if my head is thinking about like, oh, do I like them or do they like me, or like what are they thinking about me right now, or like how do I look right now,
definitely
it's not gonna happen. Like I can't relax. I'm not gonna orgasm.
Definitely not. Oh my god, definitely not. No.
Yeah.
Oh my, can we, I just need to say, because I'm on antidepressants at the moment, having an orgasm is like next to impossible.
Oh, because you're fresh on them as well. Okay, well, this, on like the opposite end of it, I've been reducing mine, and somebody said to me like, oh, just wait till like the horniness attacks, and I was like, fucking whatever, like I can't be asked to do anything, let alone like have sex, and I have been ravenous. And I'm like, I'm on my period now as well, I'm like day 3 period, so I'm just like, I'm taking whatever I can get. She's blowjob queen. She's like,
oh my goodness.
I know. So I feel like maybe it's like the suppressed, like maybe it suppresses
it's all of it.
Yeah. And then it's like built up and it's coming out now. But I will also say, I think it levels out, and it could be because you're fresh onto them and that will come back.
Good, because that's an issue for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we can't record an episode next week, it'll be because Lucy gave one too many blowjobs and has lockjaw now.
The amount that I've been using my gua sha to like try and get out like all my jaw tension, I'm like, Jesus, she is tight. That is muscular.
She's been working.
They don't call a job for nothing, sweetie.
That's exactly it. Okay, so yeah, as far as what are our final thoughts on backsliding?
Well, so I was going to bring up as well, because I think I had a few messages that I've been ignoring because I'm a little bitch and I don't like addressing things I don't like talking about. But I think a lot of people were a little bit shocked and surprised and confused as to why I'm now with the Italian. And I think I like tried to explain it, but obviously she did backslid. And yeah, I think it's hard to explain, because I think there's like a lot of elements that led to me kind of opening up to him and being like vulnerable and us growing in this relationship because of things that are very personal to him. So I don't want to like discuss any of that. So, and even like his ex relationship and stuff like that. So obviously he was with someone when we met and I didn't know, and they broke up, and like, I don't want to go into like the ins and outs of their relationship or be like, oh, but I'm different. Like, I'll be different. It won't happen to me.
Yeah.
It's just that it's like a very different scenario, and like,
it's different circumstances.
Complete different circumstances, different, like, just like, I mean, like, we live together. So like things have like grown very quickly and very like organically. His last relationship was long distance for like almost its entirety. I mean, up to the point, like, I didn't realize that sometimes they wouldn't see each other for like 9 months. I'm like, I can make a child in 9 months, you know what I mean? But like, so
bambinos.
Exactly. So I think like there was a lot of things that went into me. It was just like a lot of conversations that meant that I was then feeling more comfortable to kind of open up to him and be vulnerable with him, and same with him with me. And that trust just like built. And I would be the first person to say that I didn't think I would ever be able to trust him after how things mm-hmm. started, because I just had that in my head, and I had that like vision of the same thing happening to me. And yeah, I don't know. I think it's just one of those things, like, I don't want to be a fucking idiot, but I also don't get anywhere by not trying. And I don't often have these kinds of feelings for people, or even feel as though like I want to be in a serious relationship and be like planning the future and stuff. Like, that's normally so fucking scary and alien to me. And the fact that it's mm-hmm. such like, it's such an exciting prospect for me right now is just because everything feels right. And that's mm-hmm. not to say that it is, and you know, it might go tits up, or it might not go right, or something, he might do something to me, but I think
you gotta give it a go.
Exactly. And I've been like listening to my gut a lot more, and like trusting my intuition a lot more, because there have been moments where I've been like spiraling, especially like reducing my meds and stuff, and like really like my gut reaction when I feel those kinds of ways are just to push everyone away. So I don't want to talk to my friends. I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want anyone around me. I don't want anyone to see me in a way that I don't want to portray myself. So if I feel like very emotional or stuff like that, I just don't want to be around it. And like, I think he's kind of just made me feel like really safe in being like all sides of myself around him. And not kind of like not letting me push him away sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And he's very like patient with that kind of thing, which I haven't experienced in a relationship before. So mm-hmm. I think there are like a lot of reasons why it ended up building to what it is, despite how it started. And I mean, at the end of the day, like, there's nobody who will be quicker to give a man a hard time than me.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But, yeah, but I genuinely think there's a lot of reasons for things. And yeah, I mean, he's managed to convince my mum to love him, so that says it all.
That's yeah, that's a hard slog.
She was like, no fucking way. She was like, go to Italy, get that dick, but like nothing else, like don't you dare.
I love your mum.
I know.
I love your mum. She's such a girl's girl.
I know. She's yeah, she's got priorities straight. But yeah, so that is kind of why I ended up back with the Italian. And look, I'm
in
open.
Summary.
To summarize.
In summary, it's just like people get over things and we move on.
Yeah, but I think there is sometimes like an element of like, sometimes in a relationship something will happen, or something, you'll say something or they'll say something, you'll be like, I don't know if I can ever get over that. And there will just be some, like, if it's meant to be, or like if it is like a good relationship on a whole, there will just be something that's bigger and more important that you're like, mm-hmm. oh yeah, this is why. Like, mm-hmm. do you know what he said to me the other day as well? Because I got pissy at him.
I love it when you start things with like, do you know what he said to me the other day? It's always like some hilarious like mistranslation, or just like, he's funny as fuck. And just
I remember when
you guys first met, and he was like, if you think I'm funny in English, I'm much more funny in Italian. And it's like, oh god, he's already so funny in English.
I know, he does so well. But I was pissy at him for something.
Can we please have a special guest appearance by him on the podcast one day?
Okay, he's already asked. I was like, no, this is a girls' club, fuck off.
No. I would love it. So that's two votes against one.
Okay, fine. We should do it. All right. He's keen.
I feel like our listeners need to know. Like, I feel like people love you so much. They just want to know that you're in the hands of a good man.
Oh, he's a good.
We need to introduce him to the girls.
Yeah.
And to our guys as well. We do have boys that listen, but like.
Okay, fine. Maybe we should get him on. It would be
just some food for thought. It would be hilarious. Okay, so what did he say the other day?
Oh yeah, so he was like, I was getting pissy at him for something, and he's just like very calm and like matter of fact. So like we don't have arguments. I like lose my shit and he's like, okay, let's solve this. And
sounds familiar.
And then he was like, my love, you know, you should do what I do when you piss me off. And I was like, excuse me. I was like, how is it possible I piss you off? I'm perfect.
Yes, exactly.
And, yeah. And he was like, yeah, when you piss me off, I just take a moment and I think of all the beautiful things in our relationship and how grateful I am to have you. He was like, and then I realized nothing else is as important. And I was like, stop. Aww. I was like, stop it right now. I was like, do you actually do that? And he was like, yes, of course.
Oh, I want to be sick.
I know. I was like, I'm okay, so I'll
fucking
try.
Single. You're like, oh, fat chance. Don't try and take away an opportunity I have to be dramatic. Thank you very much.
He was like,
how dare you?
he always like calls me his princeps because he thinks that's what princess is, and I just like can't correct him because I think it's so cute.
No, because it's so cute. Yeah. It's so cute.
He's like, you are my princeps, my life.
Oh my god.
And also he was like, he called me his soulmate the other week.
Duh.
No. We were like, he was, I think his like face said something, and I was like, and I, you know how like we do where I like talk as though I'm Stella and we talk through Stella.
Mm-hmm. We talk through Stella.
Yeah. He like had like a face, like a facial expression or something. So then I like talked as, when did he say his name? As him, and was like, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, wait, that's exactly what I was thinking. And I was like, I know, like, I fucking know you.
Telepathic.
Like, yeah. And he was like, I think you are my soulmate. And I was like, stop.
And like the fact that like he's only just learning English.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing so
he's
well.
So good.
They're like,
yeah, you need to do better with your Italian. I'm watching your streaks.
I know. I was thinking about like dedicating like a few hours of today to it, just to like
do it. You're on day 59 of a streak.
I know. Do you know how many of those?
Don't think I haven't checked. I checked. I'm on my phone right now FaceTiming you, so I didn't just look it up. Like, I already fucking know. I checked this morning, bitch.
Wait, but why? Because you're learning Italian now as well.
I am. Io sono Olivia.
Yeah, brava, Olivia. That's, we're not quite a conversation.
To say me. No, to say Lucy, vero?
Sì. Bella.
Bella. Fantastico.
I started learning like the hand gestures.
Oh yeah. Like this one?
Well, that's just wanking, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You're fluent in that, baby.
Yeah, already had that one down. Jeez. No, like sometimes he just does like gestures or noises that are like a full fucking sentence. And like, like if I do something annoying, he'll be like, and that's just it. That's him expressing his outrage. And I'm like, I love that. So I've started doing it as well.
Yep. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So we've got 5 more minutes.
Should I do a ghost story instead of getting into...
You read my mind. Talk about telepathic, babe.
Telepathic. I was literally, last night, what was it? I was trying to tell him what my favorite flowers were telepathically. And I was like, just concentrate and look in my eyes. I'm telling you what my favorite flower is. And then he like tried for ages. Yeah. And I was like looking at him for ages, trying to like send this telepathic message. And he was like, I'm not fucking Liv. I was like, I know, otherwise he would have got it by now.
I fucking love it. So you need to funny. Show him that little clip.
What, of the podcast?
Because I'm over here like sunflower. Yeah, because I'm here like sunflowers.
Yeah. You'd be like, how? Okay, ghost stories. Okay, what should we go with?
Boop. Go with the juiciest one.
Okay, there's a few to be fair. Ghosted? No, I ghosted him and then I had to come back from the dead to tell him that he gave me chlamydia. Doesn't get much more awkward. Oh, fucking hilarious though. Sucks. Do you know what? At least they came back from the dead to tell them.
Yeah, that like. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that is embarrassing. Wait, have you ever had to do that?
Yes. Ooh. So, I've had chlamydia twice.
Uh-huh.
So the first time I had it was I'd had an STI check and then I slept with another ex-boyfriend.
Classic.
And then was when I had the thing where I was assaulted.
Oh.
And I didn't know if it was my ex-boyfriend or my rapist that gave me chlamydia. So I had to call my ex-boyfriend and be like, hey, I have chlamydia. And he was like, I got tested last week and I don't have it. And I was like, okay, great.
So it was was the guy that assaulted you?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
And then last year... when I was in my really, really, really slutty phase before I met the bad Scotsman, one of the boys that I was seeing called me and was like, hey, just letting you know. And he was mortified. Like, I don't think he'd ever had an STI before. And he's like, I've got chlamydia. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry that I did this to you. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, I'm sitting there being like, bro, it's no big deal. And then I'm also thinking like, I probably gave it to you because I'm in a really, really slutty phase. Yeah.
You're like, thank you for telling me. Don't worry about it. Meanwhile, you're like, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, do I call the other ones? Like, probably not. I did speak to one of the ones that I'd had sex with, like, prior to this guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, have you been tested? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, anything? He's like, nah. So I was like, okay, like, it's probably. He probably didn't give me chlamydia, but.
Okay, fair. Oh my
God. I backtracked enough to like check the source.
Yeah. Well, you backtracking is going like up, down, up, down.
Like... Yeah, because I backslide all the fucking time.
It's like, how do you keep track?
Oh my God. Okay, so no, I do keep, so I can't keep track of like where I'm at and when I'm there, but I do keep a track of who I sleep with. Like I keep a list.
Oh, that's good because I've forgotten so many.
Yeah, no, I keep a list and it's in like order of when I sleep with them. And the amount of like ones that are like pretty early on in the list that like I go back to.
Mm-hmm.
Like I recently was like talking to number 5. Like I think my body count's like 40 people, but like number 5, like the person I slept with when I was 17, I was talking to 6 weeks ago. Like it's just so bizarre.
Yeah. That's my, okay, yeah, no, I never go back that far. I'm more of like a cut and run kind of girl. And then I'll backslide for a little bit. That's way healthier. And then you'll be like dead to me again, you know? Or even if I think well of you, you're still like mentally, you're like kind of dead to me, but like enjoy your life, you know?
Oh my God. Good on that girl though for going from coming back from the dead to like let the poor guy know that he had chlamydia.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
She's just saving another girl there.
Yeah, to be fair. Exactly. And hey, you know,
that's what we call girl's girl.
That is. That's a stand-up chick right there. All right. Should we do like one more or should we just dead it?
Oh, let's do one more just for fun.
Okay. Took me to dinner, then a hotel. I'm like, what the fuck? Go in the room, and it was a two bedroom, and his parents were there.
I am mortified.
I would have just died. Like, even if I was drunk, I would have been absolutely, like, so embarrassed. I would have had to leave immediately.
No. Yeah, same. No. Even if his parents were, like, heaps fun, I'd be like, no, sorry, like, too soon.
Also, like, the audacity of that. Like, I would never. My parents would fucking kill me.
My mum met the nice Scotsman the other night. And, came over and, like, yeah, like, not, like, fully intentionally. Like, it wasn't, like, a big thing. But, like, he came over. Like, he knew that she was there. And he came over and, like, took his shirt off and jumped in my bed. So then my mum came over, like, came to say hi, and he was just, like, sitting in my bed shirtless. And me and my mum were both like, what?
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah, that's a bit weird.
Like, I don't understand this, but okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, at least that's your house and not, like, a hotel room, though.
Yeah, it's very, very different.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. I don't even know, like, what would you do? Did she say that was their first date?
Second. It would have been a lot worse. It's still not good. It's still not good. No. And yeah, I'm like, ooh, I don't know. I need to know if she like stayed or like.
I know.
Stayed for a bit or left immediately. Like, I feel like I need to know more. But I would have just fucking run. No way.
My money would be like stayed for a drink to be polite and then like run for a life.
Yeah. I don't even know if I could have done that though. I would have probably just been like, oh, I actually feel ill, or like, oh, I didn't realize the time.
Yeah. I'm sick.
I can't stay. I'm sick. Boo, you whore.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what I'm referencing. Okay. Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you when we see you.
See you when we see you, guys. Thank you so much. Please rate us 5 stars, leave us nice reviews, and get in touch if there's anything you want us to discuss.
Yay. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.